great.
It's the year 498. We have some crazy people coming home. That's what I know. Arwen, how many years have you been crazy?
Oh boy. Maybe I wrote it down.
What year did you go missing?
Let me double check. Looks like it was 499 or 98.
That's the year it is.
Shit.
I think it was 495.
Everyone went insane that year.
Hang on, let me just check.
You went insane during the Battle of St. Albans, right?
That sounds familiar. I think you did.
Pretty sure that's then what happened. That was in 495. So it's been 4 years. Holy shit.
Much has changed, my lord.
For reals. Sir Arwen.
That was the last year of
the Age of Uther.
We
know you went insane in 495.
Okay. I don't see myself there.
And you were.
Yeah, you were there.
And you went insane.
No, I went crazy with the envoy of Estragales. I tried to save that one prince, remember? But then the thought of him getting killed, like the rest of his family, sent me into a crazed madness.
Oh, so 494?
Yeah.
Okay, that works for me. Who's Grot just appeared and disappeared? Nobody? Okay.
No. Don't matter!
Don't matter! Alright, so 494. So you got so many years of crazy to catch up on. One.
We should have been doing this the whole time.
Three. Four, and that will bring us to five. Okay, cool. So collect your annual glory for all those years.
Okay.
Do that right now.
Five.
And we're not going to make you roll five sets of horse survival rolls and everything.
What? I did that. That's very kind of you.
No one wants to do that.
Even though they're probably all dead.
We can just say they're all dead, and then when you came back, they gave you new.
Excellent.
Okay. Alright, let's start. 105. Give me a d20 roll.
Two.
I should really work
12.
On this. 12. Fucking 12. Alright, take a check in bow, dagger, and hunting. And
okay.
And roll another d20.
Okay. 16.
Okay. Do you have reinforced armor?
Yes.
Oh, you still have it, so that's good.
Do I get more?
No, you don't get more. I'll figure that later. Go ahead and roll another d20.
Eight.
Take a check in surgery, first aid, and religion.
A womanly skill?
Yes.
Did I talk to the hermit again?
You did!
God damn it! This is the third time!
You again? Come inside!
Somebody loves you. Oh, it's right. Go ahead and roll another d20 there.
Yes, sir. 19.
19. Oh, cool. Take a check in religion.
Yep.
And let's see. So, you learn a couple of prophecies there,
Oh, god damn it.
Uh-huh. One is... Oh, for sure. One is that there is a manticore somewhere in the forest sauvage.
God damn it, I already knew that!
Yeah, well, now it's confirmed by your madness, and it explains why you want to go there this year. And the other one is... you have a vision, and in it there's a king. You don't recognize this person, but he's clearly the king. Everybody's following him. He's got like a crown on his head, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's battling an enormous army of skeletons, and they're kicking the shit out of him and stabbing everybody. And the skeletons are really just going to town on all these knights that you don't recognize and tearing them to shreds. And so that was all right. Roll again, last one.
Four.
Ooh, take a check in awareness, fairy lore, and hunting.
What was that?
Alright, so, you know, you've been, like, wandering the forest primarily for 5 years. You were taken care of by a poor knight You fell in with some robbers. You know, a hermit healed you, and you spent some time with him. You had some crazy fever dreams and prophesizing in the forest to squirrels and shit. That's basically what happened. So you come stumbling back out. What's the name of your holdings again? Your manor?
It is Burcombe.
Oh, that's what I thought. All right.
Or Burcombe.
So Sir Arwen wanders back to Burcombe after chasing a deer out of the forest onto the edge of your property, and your servants recognize you and you recognize them, and you're like, I'm home. They fill you in on the missing years. King Uther is dead.
What?
Merlin is gone. Lord Roderick is dead. Everybody's swearing fealty to Countess Ellen. Your relative Ithel has been watching over your estates, and so on.
Well, that's very nice of him. He's a nice young man.
He's fine. All right.
And I'm an ancient 43.
Oh boy, you gotta make some funny aging rolls.
Make
5 aging rolls. So just start with the first one.
What are those? Which dice? All right. 7. Okay, so that's none fine. That year.
4 more.
4.
All right.
8.
4.
5.
And 1 more.
Another 5.
All right. Well, that's not too bad. So that's 2, 1, 1. Okay. So roll 4d6.
Yes, sir. 3, 4, 5, 3.
3, 4, 5, 3. Lose 2 points of strength, a point of con, and a point of app.
Man.
You come out of the woods, you know.
Definitely. Fugglier.
Fugglier, yeah, for sure. And older looking. Just a little decrepit. You got a weird kink in your ankle. You know, you got a semi-permanent walking pneumonia. It's just not good for you. All right. And here we are, back at solo scenarios and yearly events. Sir Gromer, go ahead and give me a d20 roll.
Ooh. Yeah, I rolled a 6.
A 6, huh? Ooh, you made a friend. Go ahead and roll a d6 and add 2.
All right. Makes it a
Seben. Oh! Congrats, you make friends with a master burger.
Master? A what?
A master burger.
Like a whopper?
No. So it's like a wealthy man about town.
Does he have mayo and mustard?
No, he does not. Well, sure, he makes mayonnaise. You know the guy in Hanton who makes mayonnaise. And he does a good business of it. You can call him Master Mayo.
But his Indeed. Last name is MacArthur, and they call him the Big Mac.
No, his name isn't MacArthur. He doesn't have a last name. It's Master Mayo.
Well, Master Mayo Burger.
He is a burger.
He is like a hamburger.
He's not a hamburger. A burger.
I've just never heard this term before.
He's from a burg.
It's like a townsperson, yeah.
Yes.
Fine.
I didn't write it. I copied and pasted it, if you're wondering.
It's a real word.
The burger. Well, right. What's up with the burger? Am I going to go into the mayo business?
No, but if you wanted to, you could talk to him about it. He's a friend you have. So if any time, you know, you want to talk about mayo or be like, oh, know what? I think I'm going to rope my fucking mayo-loving burger into this situation.
God, I fucking love that guy.
Exactly. All right, Sir Arwen, go ahead and give me a d20.
Okay. Just so you know, I apparently have a 2-year-old boy. I just don't remember how I got him.
Pagan stuff.
20.
Is he still 2 or is he 7 now?
He's 2?
What, did he not age when you were gone?
No, I don't know what happened to this kid. Maybe it's Sir Ithel's kid? No, I'm just going to say it's Ithel's kid and not worry about this.
I think you age at 5 years.
No, I've been doing a pretty good job at tracking the kids' ages.
Okay.
He doesn't have progeria.
Well, anyhow, a 20 is bad fortune. Hooray, roll a d20 and add 5.
D20, add 5. 7.
Ooh. So your child survival rolls are going to be... The children will die at a 1, 2, or a 3.
Dang it.
Yes, indeed.
I'm pretty sure this is the first kid.
Yeah, you brought the sickness out of the woods with you.
Oh, well.
And Frisk.
There's a reason we don't name him.
14.
A 14. You have made another enemy.
Oh, Jesus.
Roll a d6.
5.
Uh-huh. Ooh. Alright. Roll another d6.
1.
Oh, no. It's too perfect to pass up. Alright, so you are feuding with a family burger.
No.
Yes. Yes. Roll another d6.
2.
Oh, and your liege's court. Oh, so when Master Mayo comes to visit Sarum, this is the incident that kicks shit off for you. Roll another d6 to see who is angry.
Jesus. 2 again.
Oh, you hate each other. And how much do you hate each other? Roll a d6.
Jesus. I hate him exactly 3.
Open hate thwart at all given opportunities.
Jesus.
Yep, so you have you hate, you have an enemy, Master Mayo, the burger.
No!
Hand-on.
Don't hate.
Yeah, no.
Don't hate Mr. Burger.
It's too perfect not to have that be the case.
He's a good man. Makes good mayo.
Well, he made an enemy, Sir Bloody.
My friend Hellman is a good man.
God damn it.
He makes Hellman the mayo very best. Burger. Alright, next phase, experience rolls. Roll all your checked shit.
So much checked shit.
Oh, and I see Jonah's grot activating.
What happens if you roll a dead on? Nothing.
Nothing.
Let's just call that 60.
Had a lot of good rolls.
Roll your good roll.
Dang it.
The weepy. Aw.
I cried a lot last time.
You sure did. It's okay. After your, performance, it's understandable, the weeping.
Got my ass kicked by a sea monster.
I don't even think that's...
I love boating. These monsters should respect me.
Oh, Sir Gromer, go ahead and give me a d20 roll for your random solo.
Random solo, huh? Ugh, a 3.
3. Okay, roll a d6 and add 2.
3 again.
Ooh, okay. A muse, 7. Roll play, sing, and gaming.
Play thing?
Play, sing, and gaming. They are skilled.
I just had to see where I was with those. Sing was the middle one. Play, I probably have the highest in, so I guess we'll go with that.
Well, you roll them all three. Yep.
Oh, I have to roll all of them? Yep. Oh.
Fail in gaming. Success in play. What about singing? Fail. Alright, so you've been tasked with amusing Countess Ellen this past year. Obviously, they didn't go along too well. But you did play her favorite song of the gluttonous knight who loves the feast. So you get a check in play, and she's like, this doesn't seem to be your forte. Let's go hunting instead. So roll hunt, horsemanship, and bow. But feel free to impassion any of these. Oh, well, you made your bow, so that's great. Okay, take a check in awareness and compose, as well as bow.
Does he get to roll those skills now?
Yeah, he should roll those skills now. I should have had him do that.
Sweet.
After the
madness. Awareness, compose, oh, and bow. Hooray.
Yeah, so roll to see if those advance now. Bummer.
Right off the bat.
Alright. Rest of ye olde winter phase.
Wait, what happens if I roll on the number?
Nothing.
Nothing. Everybody, how old are you?
34.
Ooh, are you turning 35 or are you turning 34?
No, just turned 34.
Okay, this is your last year.
Before I die.
Before you die. Yep.
I wish. Wait, do I get older? Or did we already go through that?
Yes, you get older. How old are you now?
43. I'm going to be 44?
Yeah.
I'm ancient!
You are ancient. You're an old crone.
You're like the same age as my uncle.
I thought all the oldest of us would be the same age.
Nope.
Oh. Because I think I'm only 39.
That makes sense.
Unless I'm 40. 39.
I don't think you skipped... I have no idea what years you skipped aging, but you can always look at when you were knighted and you were 21 then.
I'm so old.
Right. Our first characters would have been born in 458, so I don't know what that makes us.
58, and this is 98?
This is 99.
Oh, so I'm actually 40 fucking one.
There you go.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Boom. Well, God, catch up on those extra years you apparently missed.
I'm an old fart.
All right, so makes three aging rolls, Sir Gromer, and Sir Armin make one.
Oh, pass. Well, what is it, a 20?
That's two d6s added together.
So a 7.
Okay, that's fine. Two more.
An 11.
11 is tough shit. And one more. Let's do it all at the same time. And an 8 is safe. Alright, so roll 3d6 separately.
Alright. 6, 6, and 3.
Ooh, that's pretty lucky. You just lose a point of strength.
I guess.
Alright, Sir Arwen, did you want to make your aging?
No, but I'll do it. 9.
9. Roll that's 1d6.
Just 1?
Yes.
Oh, alright. 4.
You lose another point of constitution.
Dang it. I'm getting fucking frail in my old age.
That's, yeah, exactly what happens. All right.
Osteoporosis all up in this.
So, this was a lean year for everybody, because you all pitched in to help out with the tribute. So we've got expanded household member survival rolls we get to make.
No.
Yes. So not only are we rolling for our children... We're also going to be rolling for our wives and the old people in our houses.
Is that anyone over 35?
Well, we roll for everybody. So let's take care of the any one-year-olds. Nope, didn't think so. Children 1 through
7. Wait, I had a one-year-old.
Oh, you have a one-year-old, but your one-year-old is in Fairyland.
I mean, yeah, it's a changeling.
Yeah, so your one-year-old is fine.
Neat.
Yep. And he's now a 5-year-old.
Oh, fuck.
Alright, so that's the only child. Oh, wait, Sir Arwen, you have a 2-year-old, right?
Yes.
Alright, roll to see if your 2-year-old dies, and remember, you also have brought a sickness on your house, so they'll die on a 1, 2, or 3.
Okay. 20.
No, well, they're fine.
He's a healthy fucking boy!
Alright. Now for women aged 15 to 40. This is probably your wives.
So just roll.
Yeah, I don't know how old she is. I just know when she
got married. 12?
12 is fine.
19?
So if you roll a 1 or a 2, that's all you really got to worry about.
Okay.
Roll for your wives' lives.
All right, cool. All your wives' lives are fine. Now, if you have any knights or household knights between the ages of 21 and 45, roll and just let me know if you get a 1.
Any knights, you said?
Yeah, so this will be like your... It will not count any old knights, right? Because you have... Like,
ooh, Rosencrantz.
Ooh, Rosencrantz. Roll another d20 for Rosencrantz.
It falls. 5.
He's fine. Oh, wait. Rosencrantz? No, Rosencrantz is dead on a 5 for the second roll. Rosencrantz is dead.
Bummer.
We didn't see that one coming.
I mean, Guildenstern's still alive.
Sir Gromer, who rolled a 1 over there?
I guess my 2 middle-aged knights don't have names as of yet.
So just one of them. Give me another roll just for your first middle-aged knight.
Another d20.
Yep. He dies.
Ooh.
Boo is right. And then does anybody have any elders? That is people aged 46 and above? Oh no, 46 to 65.
I think I'm the elder. Nope. Short 2 years.
Nope. So no one has any grandparents living?
No. What?
Or parents?
No. All our parents died because we played them.
Well, what about your wife's parents?
I don't care about her parents.
Alive.
Well, they're probably dead.
Probably.
I roll for my mom.
Yeah, roll for your mom.
She lives.
Alright, that's good. Alright, cool. So that was, some people died this year. Economic circumstances. No income is collected, you still pay maintenance.
Man.
No income.
Yeah, no income.
Boo.
What is my maintenance?
Because you paid triple tribute out of, like, squeezing your peasants.
I upped the bridge toll.
Alright, cool. Economic circumstances, blah, blah, blah.
What about, when do we get into, like, hate landlord and love landlord and all
we
that
shit? We
don't
deal with those two things.
Okay.
Is that a different edition, or do you just not want to fuck with that?
It is a different edition. Yeah. I mean, we could fuck with it, but it doesn't add anything, either.
It sure would be great to have a peasant revolt, though.
Yeah, you don't have enough shit going on. Alright, stable rolls. Roll for your horses.
And what's the deal with ones over 11?
If it's older than 7... I'm sorry, over 7. There's a minus 1 for each year that it is older than 7.
Is it on just ones?
Ones and twos.
Dang it.
Oh, my 11-year-old charger is still around.
Damn. Alright, cool. Sounds like everybody rolled for their horses. Family rolls. Everybody's married, yeah?
Yes.
Roll to see if you have kids.
Oh, man.
13.
Ooh, twins! Sir Bloody, oh, no. Twins! A boy and a boy.
Mm. Congrats.
Oh, how will I feed them? It's a lean year.
And Sir Arwen, you have a girl.
I get all girls. All right.
And Sir Gromer, you want to roll to see if you have children?
Oh, yes. Should I roll it like 3 times, apparently, from missing those years?
No, because... yeah, why not? Yeah, go for it. Let's...
I got a 17, a 1, and a 12.
Okay. So that's 2 kids.
Woo!
Pop you got them out. A boy and a girl. One was born last year, and one was born the year before. Why not? Let's just keep it simple.
And then I have a girl from 4 years, 5 years ago. I have a 5-year-old girl.
Aw, cute.
When do we deal with this awful changeling that only obeys his mother?
Not even its mother. It's whoever's getting
its breast. Yes.
So now it's just the nursemaid who is the only one able to kind of control it.
I insist that my wife. Oh no, she's got a new child. She's got twins. That's both of her tits. Fuck.
All right. So well, and this is a household member improvement. So squires and whatnot increase skills and passions of 15 or less by 1. And if they're 15 or more, roll a d6 to see if they increase and age up your squires accordingly. And then we're going to skip family events this year. And then it's training in practice. So a reminder for you old people, you cannot increase your attributes after the age of 35.
Hooray! But, like, we can raise our, like, skills and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Skills, passions... traits, fine, but not your, like, con dex and strength and stuff.
Do I do that 6 times because I was gone, Arthur?
No.
Oh, man. Question.
Because okay. You weren't training, you know?
I guess.
Yes.
Question for you. So, let's say I have a 19 and something, and I am passionate, and then I roll a 1. Is rolling a 20 there considered a crit or no? Or does it need to be above 20?
So you have a 19 in whatever, sword, and you impassionate, so then you get it to be a plus 9 on your roll.
Right, right. But I roll... Oh, yeah, okay, never mind.
Yep. Cool. Alright, and then glory rewards. So take your annual, and then I have awards from last session. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Alright, Sir Bluty, you got 190. Sir Ithil, if you want to track on his sheet, Sir Arwin, got 290, mostly for marrying Sir Thibert of Marlborough.
Nice.
And the other two characters are not here. Oh, speak of the devil!
Whoa!
The devil, you say?
You're here. Alright, we just ran through winter phase. Let's just pound it out real quick. You ready?
As long as it's cool that I'm pounding it out all midway and whatnot. Sorry about that. Fucking Olive Garden, apparently, in the burbs, has an hour wait, like, always, and they don't take reservations. Anyway.
That's silly. Alright, we'll skip your solo scenario. So just roll your... Well, okay, let's... All the stuff that you need me for. Roll... Give me... How old is your character going to be?
I think I'm turning 34. I'm gonna get in the app.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We'll wait for you to get in the app. Smoke if you got them.
Okay, I'm turning 35, I guess?
Okay, yeah. So give me an aging roll. It's 2d6.
Twelve.
Ooh. That's not good.
Roll 4d6s.
Oh, God.
Yeah, not good at all.
A total of...
Okay, so
15.
You lose a point. You lose 2 points of strength, a point of con, and a point of app. As suddenly 35 has come as quite the shock. And Sir Jarnock, are you dead?
One con, one app. No, I used my cheater point last time to increase my app, so I'm back down to.
Wait, how ugly is dead?
How ugly is dead?
That's a great question. I think you have to get to, like, 3 before we have to, like, look it up.
Jesus. So I hate that that's even on the table.
It's like, if you are reduced to, like, 3 in a main attribute, you're, like, bedridden?
Yep.
Yep.
Until he becomes prettier?
Well, once you're old, you don't
get... You're too ugly to leave this room.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everyone's unless like, for God's sakes, no.
Unless my minstrels sing of my deeds while I'm in bed, glory passes.
But they can't bear to look at you.
Yeah, or they dress you up with lots of jewelry to, like, make up for it. All right.
Is that an option?
Yeah. All right. It's like 1 Libra per point or whatever, but it's, yeah. Anyhow. Next thing. Roll to see if your children die, and then your wife, and then your knights and stuff.
Okay.
And what did you stop rolling for children death?
7. 7's when seven. That's when I named them.
So I got divorced last year, so I have no wife to roll.
Right.
But I got a roll for Jones's kids, because they're still alive and chalk.
Sure.
Got to bounce between 2 character sheets now. What is life? So complicated.
Hey, Frisk.
Yo.
What's that one ex-wife's name?
Janet.
She was never an ex-wife. She caused... Wait, no, it says divorce my bitch wife, Janet. Okay, yep, she was my ex-wife. But then she caused another one of my divorces.
Really?
Yeah, she was doing some kind of scheming, and it was like right after we got married, and fucked around and like convinced my wife to cheat on me, and that's when I swore a blood feud against Janet and all that she represents.
All right.
I mean, she keeps coming up and being awful.
Okay. You're Choderton, yeah?
That's correct.
I'm just gonna write down her Bane of Choderton.
Bane of Choderton. That's true.
Choderton's Bane?
It's Wesselton.
So is that all your children, Sir Jarmok?
Yep, and I'm also gonna roll for my horse.
Okay, well, before you roll for your horses, it was a lean year, and you all paid, like, tribute monies out of your own estates and whatnot.
Lovely.
So, do you have any women in your family between the ages of 15 and 40 years old?
Ooh, I think Jones did.
Okay, so roll a d20
whatever
for at least one of them. This would include your minstrel servants as well, or whatever they are.
Oh god, yeah, okay. A d20 per person?
Yes.
Cool.
And just let me know if you roll a 1, or a 2 for the ladies, and a 1 for the dudes.
Okay, so first... 5 servants. I don't know what sex they are, or gender they are. Probably I didn't. Dudes. Okay. Three rolls good, 4 good, 5 good.
Alright, I see a 1 here. Who's that 1 for?
That was before from... Wait, no, never mind.
Yeah, no, I said something... Oh! I clicked twice and I was like looking at the die but not looking at the table and I...
Killed someone.
Yeah, who's... Well, they have to make a second roll. So, we'll just count that 17 as the number 1 second roll, and on a 17 they're safe, so...
Okay.
You're fine.
Yeah, because the die doesn't, like, visually stop rolling, I guess, before the number goes into the table sometimes. Alright, now I have to roll for, I guess, Jones's widow, because I rolled for all the kids that were still alive. Yep. Yeah, that's one more. And she's...
She's fine. Alright. Now, for your knights and stuff across your households, you have, like, young and elder, right, as, like, different categories?
I don't have elder. Oh, old. Yeah, close.
Okay. So roll for your household knights first, and on a 1, let me know. Everything else is safe.
So I don't... None of them are old. I just have mid and young, apparently.
Yeah, so do your mid and young.
Once per person?
Yep.
Okay, 10 more rolls coming at you. I got
cool.
1, 2 out of all of those. Yep, no ones.
Fine. Now for the old people, same thing.
There are no old people.
Oh, you don't have any old knights?
Nope.
Okay, then. Cool. No income is collected. You still pay maintenance. And then, yeah, horses. Do that, and then roll your checks. And I'll give you your glory for last time. 225.
Ooh.
And then... I think you can, like, roll the checks in the background, and you're not married, so there's no kids, and then, it's, your squire gets older and all that stuff, yeah. Do you think you can take care of the rest of the winter phase while we roll on?
I think so. So I'll total my glory, skill checks, horse checks.
Yep.
Did you say something else? That's it, right?
And training and practice and squires.
Training and practice. Oh, like aging and turning up their skills.
Yep.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. Because it's the year 499. Everybody give me intrigue rolls.
Is it local?
It is indeed local. What gossip did you pick up?
Ah, god damn it. Okay.
Fucking nothing.
Success.
Ooh, lucky you.
God damn it.
If you wouldn't mind reading some gossip with a good old hood and lyra pipe and coif and veil and wimple.
The wimple makes it so worth it. Alright.
I like the Lyra pipe. That's my favorite.
At last, that evil wizard is gone. I, for one, could not be happier. I'll never understand why those knights defended him at all, or even why the king tolerated him. Well, he does seem evil, doesn't he? The queen's baby snatched away. You know, I'll be that those rumors about Prince Madoc having a son were true, too, but that Merlin ate him as well. He must secretly hate the Pendragons. I'm not so sure. Maybe he had some reason. Oh, yes, and maybe the devil will be your friend, right? You've had enough trouble without the son of the devil himself. You know, those pretty outfits that the lady and the maids of Vagon were wearing were from Cornwall. King Idris is getting powerful, and the prince is handsome and well-spoken. Maybe we ought to tell the countess we like him. As if our words would matter. Ha.
Burn. Ah, yes. Indeed. So, everybody's pretty excited that Merlin is gone. Maybe. Also, they think he ate all of the babies.
So many babies. Baby burritos for days.
Baby burritos for days. And as you guys are all at court, Prince Mark is there. From Cornwall. Good old Prince Mark. Where is he hiding? Mark. Prince Mark.
So handsome.
Yeah, he's pretty alright looking. He is there to ask Countess Ellen, we are beset and we seek an alliance with Sarum, with all of Salisbury, you know, against the Saxons. If you would ally yourself with King Idris, we could prove a formidable front of United Britons. Just here to propose this idea and enjoy your hospitality before I head back to King Idris. Please get your word to him, but consider this option fairly and carefully. That is what I ask of you, Fair Ellen. What do you guys advise as Prince Mark, you know, leaves?
I tell her that we shouldn't trust Cornwall. They've been a long stated enemy of Salisbury, and I'm going to kind of fume at his audacity for coming.
All right.
Let's see. Unless they can provide forces soon, I see no reason to ally ourselves with them just yet.
Sir Leo pipes up and he's like, "Oh yeah, they're kind of like fighting and conquering in the east. In the west. So more likely they just want to scoop up our army anyhow."
And we're going to be busy defending ourselves either this year or next year.
That's a true statement. Pipes up Sir Alan the Creep.
I don't remember him. Sir Jesus.
Sir Alan the Creep. He snarls at, you know, Sir Arwen. Yeah, you and your kin Ithil, cozying up to Marlborough. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, you're planning something for the county. And he's generally talking shit against your entire family, Sir Arwen. Roll proud. Roll proud.
Fail.
Okay. Roll forgiving versus vengeful.
Pass forgiving.
Okay, you're fine.
Can I speak up in favor of Sir Arwen's family and how they're noble knights and of good blood and proper Christian?
Oh, yes, of course, Sir Bloody. I didn't mean anything like that. Just, I grow, there's war on all sides. I'm starting to suspect I see enemies where there are friends, and friends where there are frenemies.
Don't worry, Sir Alan. Sir.
I wasn't paying attention to you anyways.
Indeed. Countess Ellen, you know, is pretty laid back during these discussions, but she says, knights, I've heard all but from Sir Jarmak and from Sir Gromer, how does an alliance with Cornwall sound to you?
Sounds like I was totally paying attention and not doing stat rolls. I would support whatever the other guys just said about how we should be wary, and there probably is not as much to gain for us as there is for him in the Alliance. So, you know, sit back, wait, watch. Sounds good.
Okay.
Unless there's some thing that we need his help defending ourselves against, but I think we're just about walled up by next year.
Sure, so we can take a look at the wall, and next year it'll be finished. This is a very poor drawing of the wall, because, you know, it already shows a wall. The wall that is being drawn is, like, actually, like, further out, because this is just the castle, and the wall is going around the town. But anyhow, Sir Gromer, anything to add?
Will this allow me to finally fill my thirst for vengeance?
Against who, may I ask?
Just a general thirst.
He's a man with a general thirst for vengeance.
I grow too old to still be called Gromer the Vengeful if I can't.
If you can't.
He falls asleep.
I want to get you there one day, that's all.
Fairly spoken, Sir Gromer. I don't think an alliance with Cornwall suits us at this time, but I don't want to shut that door forever. Prince Mark is handsome.
Oh, yes, most assuredly. But, I suppose, is he still here? Could we talk to him?
Sure, he's here for 2 more days.
We could just ask him if he's willing to help us this year with defending our own selves from Saxons.
I doubt that such a favor would be free of any sort of strings. But yeah, ask away.
I'm going to speak up on that idea and say, look, these people are cowardly on the battlefield. They've betrayed us at every turn, and I hate them. I do not seek an alliance with these people.
Them's fighting words.
I mean, it's between us, not to Mark.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he's not in the room.
Not yet, he's thankfully.
He plops in the corner.
Lovely. Okay. Well, how about this? We could send them raiding one of our various Saxon neighbors. They go after them, and we don't have to worry about them for the rest of the year.
But they're going to require something back.
Possibly. We won't know until we ask.
I know how these Cornwegians think. They're filthy dogs, and that's all I have to say about it.
They're Cornish.
Yes,
Cornwegian. And then I spit.
Sir Arwen, are you going to go talk to Prince Mark? Or?
Yeah.
Alright. He's, I don't know, wrist deep in his plops.
Enjoying those plops, Prince Marduk?
Prince Mark.
Mark, yeah, that's what I said.
Yes, these are fine for Salisbury plops.
Excellent.
I much prefer my Cornish plops.
I'm just biting my tongue over here wanting to boo everything he says.
Well, one always enjoys the plops that one was raised with. Alright. Prince Mark.
Yes?
While you're enjoying your plops, I was wondering, what would it take for you to possibly go raiding against one of our Saxon neighbors?
Whoa. I'm sorry. I don't think you realize, Cornwall is currently at war.
Mm-hmm.
In the West.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, West.
We don't have forces to spare to you know, we're currently engaged on the Western Front. We're moving closer to Wessex is probably our next target, but it's probably going to be a whole nother year before we force our way that deep into to Logrith.
Ooh, we all know that sounds good.
Well, we can appreciate you and your struggle. You have to understand that we are struggling as well.
Yes, that is why an alliance makes much more sense. If we can be assured of having allies here in Sarum, then we can, you know, not push so hard or so deep, knowing that, you know, our back is being covered, or, you know, if you were to muster your forces, then we could perhaps squeeze the Saxons out of Britain between us. Like pus from a zit, it would go running right into the ocean.
I'd prefer exploding, but that's not a word we've invented yet, so. Alright. While we appreciate your offer, I feel like we have more pressing concerns. We will consider it, but I doubt we'll take it seriously until, at the very least, next year, when our own defenses are solidified.
Well, I leave you with this last bit. It's better to have a British lord than a Saxon ally.
On that, we can agree on.
Yep.
Alright.
Good day.
And so, you let Mark finish his plops, and the adventure continues. It's $4.99. What do you guys want to do this year?
I want to get that fucking manticore. My lawn has been suffering for fucking decades.
I have a baby in the demon realm and a demon baby at someone's tit.
But my lawn...
I mean, I understand that your lawn is quite pressing, but the demon baby...
A decade, at least!
As a Christian, I can't allow this evil in my house.
Yeah, no, the dead lawn spot indeed has, like, just increased its unpleasantness. You know, stuff still grows, but it's kind of lesser quality. And the grass is all shitty and crispy.
It's like a giant middle finger in my garden.
Yep.
Like, literally, it's in the shape of a middle finger.
Sounds like Satan.
Exactly. That's why we need to go after the manticore.
I'll pray on it.
Also, there is definitely a manticore in the savage woods.
Forest sauvage.
Sauvage, yes. So, I had a prophecy on it, so it's definitely true.
It's probably definitely true. Alright, so yeah, if you look at your map, silly Pendragon player's map, you might need to open it in a new tab, but...
Which one?
Such is life. It's called the colored Pendragon one. Player's map.
Oh, I've been looking at that trying to find where fucking Cornwall is.
So Cornwall is down. It's Lyoness, Tintagel, Tauntons, Devon, and Jagan. So right now, Mark is in Devon, mounting an assault on Jagan.
Oh, okay. That entire area is considered Cornwall.
Yep.
The Welsh.
Yeah.
And then, Salisbury is, Somerset, Clarence.
It says Salisbury on there. Yeah. Well, where's the Forest Sauvage?
Low grace. So, the Forest Sauvage is... you see where Wandborough is?
Name a big word.
Eventually,
so,
maybe.
Silchester, so, Salisbury north to Silchester, and then there's that road to Donnington, past the White Horse Hills, Wandborough is there. And then that forest, although it says it's the Taranthian forest, it is all currently the Forest Sauvage. And it runs from Wandborough all the way up to Lincoln in the north. So that whole fucking chunk of forest is all become mysterious and queer. It's a pretty big area.
It's like a whole triangle.
Yeah, that whole triangle, exactly.
Where is Lincoln at? Is that up by Lamber?
It's right south of Lindsay.
All the way by Lindsay.
Yep.
Oh shit, that entire area?
Yeah, it's that entire
area. That whole fucking triangle.
Yeah, that whole fucking triangle.
That's concerning. How long are we going to go questing? 20 to 25 lifetimes?
Just a year?
I've just got a demon baby at home.
Well,
shit to deal with.
Well, if you do want to switch your son, you have to bring the changeling with you to make the swap.
What are the odds
that out first?
The entire woods?
Or, where you're trying to get in the woods right now. You're just somewhere in the woods is somebody where my baby is.
You don't even somewhere know where we need to go?
Well, we don't know where we need to go with this manticore either.
It's definitely in the Sauvage Woods.
Yeah, that's a massive area.
Right. So there's a couple entrances, right? As you're not looking at a map because maps don't exist. You're just trying to talk to each other about what you know about this triangular forest. So there's a couple ways that you could get in. You could get in from the Lincoln side. You could go way round up north and try to get in from the Lincoln side.
Sounds awful.
Yep. More direct, you could try and get in by Wandborough or Oxford, or over by St. Albans, by where King Uther died and everybody shit their pants because they were poisoned to death. Or you could hope to make it through the woods south of Wanborough, up and around, and come through Burton. So I'll read the entrances, and you guys let me know which ones sound good to you, or if you have any questions. So I'll just start. We've got Wanborough, so Cirencester, Burton, Kinaton, Leicester, Willoughby, Nottingham, Lincoln, Folkington, Lonazep, Peterborough, Beale Valley in Cambridge, Royston, Hertford, which is north of London, Dunstable, and that's by St. Albans, and Oxford.
I mean, given that it's fucking up your lawn here in Salisbury, my vote is for Wanborough.
Yeah, it's just close. And we can work our way north. Alright, yeah, Wanborough.
Okay. Do.
Can I murder my changeling?
Then your son will die.
And you don't really care. I haven't seen him for a year.
I think as a character who's knight and, you know, all that stuff, I think your character would care.
Well, I wouldn't assume that
it's
he's
an
dead.
Honor thing. If he really wanted, we could.
No, if your son was dead, there wouldn't be a changeling. You know your son's alive because the changeling's alive.
If you really want, we could do that this year.
What if I just shove it in a burlap sack and take it with us?
Yeah, you can do that.
I will do that, and I will bring the nursemaid along.
Okay.
Also in a burlap sack?
She can ride a donkey.
She can do whatever she feels like. Sack or donkey.
Okay. Oxford. Burton. Okay. Looks like you're going in from Burton at the Rolleroyd Stones to Tribute. Okay. Sounds amazing. Alright. So who's leading your merry band? Give me a hunting roll.
I'll do it. I don't do it.
Don't do it.
Should someone else try to hunt?
No, it's fine. You've made your bed, sleep in it. Where's this guy? Okay. Go ahead and roll a d20.
17.
17.
That's how long we're lost in the woods.
For 17.
Years.
Okay. Let's see.
I'm just gonna die of old age.
Okay. Go ahead and somebody give me or y'all can give me awareness rules.
Yes, sir.
Ho ho, dead on.
Aw, man.
Alright. So as you guys are approaching the Forest Sauvage, you know, you're like, this is the woods? Is this the Forest Sauvage? You're rolling around, you're keeping your peepers peeled. Sir Bloody Crits, fantastic. It's no real surprise to you when you espy 8 bandits, you know, making their way towards you. They are surly and have knives and haven't noticed you noticing them.
Can we lure them into a false trap? I mean, like, we walk up like we're not aware, but we're ready for battle?
Yeah. That's definitely a knightly thing to do, as opposed to luring them into a real trap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, so you're like...
We let them act first.
You're like, hey guys, get ready. Alright.
There's 8 bandits and they're surly.
The surly
bandits. Steady step.
How swarthy are they?
They're very swarthy. They
Ooh,
are...
concerning.
What race of pirate are they?
That's a great question. Corsairs?
I think they're like,
couple of buccaneers in there?
I would say they're more like true blue swashbucklers.
Buckling that swash.
Yep, they buckle the swash in preparation for all the plops. Alright. So there are 8 of these fucking assholes. Oh, amazing. And they are all going to launch attacks at you all at the same time. So,
oh my God.
It's 2 per. So, Sir Grummer, how would you like to defend or split? Are you just going to attack 2 targets or focus on 1? How are you gonna deal with these bandits charging at you out of these woods?
For this first one, I'm just gonna defend completely.
Okay, defend against both?
Yeah, I guess, yes.
Okay. So I believe that gives you a plus 20? Is that correct, Sebastian, or is it plus 10?
I'm sorry.
I think it's plus 20.
One more?
Defending.
Oh, plus 10.
Okay. So plus 10, so to what skill are you going to use?
For what?
To defend yourself.
Sword, axe.
Sword.
Alright, what's your sword at right now?
So 20 plus another 10 makes 30?
Yes. So how are you going to split your 30? Are you going to do 15 and 15, 20 and 10?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just do 15 and 15.
Okay. Alright, go ahead and roll.
I make both.
Nice. Alright, so first guy. He's shooting his bow at you. He misses. Second guy shooting his bow at you. He fucking misses. Great. Sir Arwen, likewise, how are you going to split your skill if you are? They're going to roll their Hate Knight's Passion.
I'm going to roll my Love of Family Passion.
Only one of them. Oh, no. One of them makes it and the other one crits.
Please don't crit. Yes!
Okay. Fantastic. So you get plus 10 to your whatever.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. It's 2 and 2, yeah?
Yes.
I'll split it evenly.
Okay.
No, wait. That would be... Actually, one would be... One I need to get under 16, the other I need to get under 15, because magic sword.
Okay.
One fails and the other hits.
Okay. So, fail guy. Fail guy. Oh! 3d6. Look out for this arrow. 10. Just don't
no.
even do anything. It's a sad day. Alright, and then the other one you hit. What did you roll?
Wait, aren't I on horseback as well?
Yes.
That should be another 5. If I split it evenly, that would have hit, actually.
For what? Sorry. For what?
For me attacking him.
The first roll or the second roll?
Both of them. I was going to split it evenly.
Okay. Got it. So there's another plus 5, so they both succeeded. What would be the numbers?
Because
that matters.
Let's see. One would be... They would both be 18. The target numbers would be 18.
Alright, fantastic. That's perfect. That's fine. Alright, so in that case, there is no arrow that hits you, and the other guy's dagger strike, likewise, goes astray. So go ahead and deal damage to each of those bandits.
19 on one, 18 on the other.
Damn. Let's see, stays conscious. He does. What's 15 minus 24? 6? No. 9.
What?
15. 9. Negative 9.
Alright, that's fine. I do that reverse. Okay. So he's at 9, that's fine. And then the other guy is going to be at 10. Hooray! Alright, Sir Bloody.
Full attack, I'm gonna impassion.
Okay.
Gee, which one?
One of these guys has succeeded with a crit on their passion.
Okay, I'm going to be rolling Fealty Countess Ellen. I make it?
You make it indeed.
So that would be plus 15 to what I've got. That would be 34. I'm going to split them 17 and 17.
Damn, okay. And this guy needs a...
2 successes, a 10 and an 11. Both under 17.
This guy has 8. And then the other guy just has 8. So a 10 and 11?
Correct.
Okay. So 12 beats your 10, and 13 is a miss. So the first guy, while the second bandit charges you and distracts you, you're able to get a hit on him, but the other bandit is just, like, too far away with his bow and snipes you. It's not enough for a crit, so... Just an arrow that is just going to probably bounce off your fucking shield. Indeed. Strike your chainmail, but still just be entirely deflected. Sir Jarmok, what do you...
Wait, don't I get to roll damage?
Roll damage for the second guy. Apple Ologies.
19 with my religious bonus.
19? Fantastic. So you strike at him with your sword?
My lance.
With your lance.
You shirk at him.
I shirk him off.
And you stab through his weepy little lyrical and like little saggy bit on his hat, and you stab his shoulder. Sir Jarmok, how are you going to split?
Evenly, but first I will do the old Fealty Ellen. And it goes well. Checkerino. That is 26 divided by 2, 13. Uh-huh. Rolling Lance.
Ooh, a crit.
Crit. Nice.
Poor bandits. Yep. Alright, roll crazy crit damage for the lance and regular damage for the second guy.
34 damage. And so regular 23.
Damn, okay.
Wait, you didn't even hit the second guy.
No, he hit the second guy.
Because he failed, right?
Yeah.
Like worse than I did.
Well, you didn't fail.
Oh.
Oh, no, you, wait, yeah, you rolled did. A 16, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was a fail. Okay. So just I hit the first guy.
Yeah, you just crit on the first guy. So yeah, you focus, two assailants coming right at you, daggers drawn. You're like, oh, my cousin, brother, Sir Jones favors a dagger. I know the perfect defense to this. So you just ram him full of lance, and he takes it on the chest. And it doesn't break, so you like stab into him and then pull your lance out, covered in this bandit's gore, as he is dispatched permanently.
Bye, guy.
Bye, guy. Sir Gromer, you've got two healthy bandits staring at you across the woods. They've been firing arrows at you, but it looks like they're gonna charge in with their daggers, because they just want whatever in your coin purse, and they just say, "Hand over the money."
Well, fuck that. I'm going to impassion and attack them with my sword.
All right. What are you going to impassion with?
I will impassion with honor.
Okay.
Vengeance will be mine.
I hope so.
Piss.
Oh, no.
Nice knowing you, buddy.
God damn it.
I should have just not impassioned shit. I knew it.
It doesn't what work. Does
it all right, Sir Gromer. We'll give you the plus 10 for this fight, but after that you're probably gonna lose your shit. But not just yet. So this, yeah, madness incoming.
You start thinking like some weird thoughts, but they haven't gripped you yet.
Right. All right. So you got your impassionment. You got plus 10 to your sword. So that's gonna bring your skill to what now?
30. Plus 15 from horseback.
Oh, so for 35 or 40? I'm normally at 20.
You're normally 35. At 20, so it'd be plus 10, and then you get plus 5 to each of the rolls. So, yeah, essentially. But
wait, to each of the rolls? Jesus Christ, I've been doing that math all wrong.
Yeah. Because it's a modifier to the action, not to your skill.
Like, but we'll keep that in mind for next turn.
Say that again?
So,
not the modifier to the action, but the before.
So if you're like, it's two rolls, right? It's not plus 5 to your skill. It's plus 5 on the roll.
To each roll?
Yeah.
All right, well then each roll is rolling at 20.
Yeah, okay. Just a
15 and a nern.
All right, so the 15 gets through on that bandit. Go ahead and roll damage as you sword him.
Ooh.
Ass for damage. So yeah, you stab this bandit that's coming at you with his dagger drawn. 9 damage gets through. So he takes a nasty cut, but he is still really wanting to get those jingle janglies in your coin purse. And the second bandit, your 9 is not enough to beat his crit. So he stabs you in the side with his dagger, hoping to wedge it in deep enough to cause some actual damage. So 23 coming at you.
What the fuck?
He's like trying to stab you in the side of your body with his dagger.
Doesn't armor take something away from
them? Yeah, so you should have your shield and armor, so at least 16 damage is soaked.
Okay.
He's just a little tiny bandit.
Sir
Arwen, you've got the guy who made the crit. Your bandits are still up, and they have dropped their bows and are switching to great spears and will be spearing you up in the face if they can.
So I won't be able to get my horse bonus this time around?
No, you'll still get it.
Horse bonus!
Because it still makes you more maneuverable. They just, you know, can't really... They don't get their minus fives.
Okay, then... I still get the plus 10 from earlier?
Yes.
Okay, so 30.
So,
36.
They are stabbing up at you ineffectually. Their guards are wide open.
Alright. I need to beat two 18s again. I do it. On both of them.
Okay, perfect. Roll damage for each.
17, then 13.
Ah! They are dead or unconscious. So are you lancing them? You're
spearing them? Swording them.
Swording them, perfect. Alright, so as you hack down with your swords, one on each side, you just, like, take arms off on the bandits, like, crumple and whimper. Sir Bluty, what do you duty?
Do I still get to use my same passion?
Yeah, you're still impassioned for the whole fight.
Then I will be fighting, so... It would be, let's see, plus 10 would be 29, and then plus 5 for each of them. So, a 14, a 15, so a 20 and a 19.
Okay, and they have... plus 8. They failed. Alright, so the 13 beats your 11 there, and then that fumble is with the guy who missed anyhow. Alright. So
I should have said a 19 and a 20.
That's all right. So 4d6 as the bandit is able to get in under your guard and try to stab you with his dagger.
And I soak it all.
And you soak it all, and he is just like, "This is why we need money." Sir Jarmok, what do you do?
How many are left?
You've killed one of yours. You have one left.
Right, right, okay.
And then across full the board, there are 1, 2, 3, 4 still up.
Okay, that's not spread too thick. So I'm going to hit the guy in front of me.
Alright. He's going to attempt to save himself. He's got a 6.
He will save himself. Even with the bonus, that's... Oh no, the bonus is 11.
Okay. Yeah, so you beat him. Go ahead, roll damage.
Sword, 18.
18, damn, alright. 14. Let's see if he's unconscious. No, he is still up and defiant. He screams a name.
Does it sound like Janet?
Doesn't sound like Janet. It sounds like...
That bitch!
Maleri.
Maleri. Like someone just typoed Malady. He's reading a bad script.
Or Mallory.
He's pronouncing it Maleri. But anyhow, everybody can give me awareness rolls this round.
Oh.
No.
Yes.
Not me either.
Yes, Sir Arwen, these folks, they have, like, a strange greenish hue to them, like, their skin is kind of shitty and mossy? Nah, that can't be. It's the forest lighting, it's just weird in here. Sir Gromer, what do you do? You still have two bandits trying to get at your delectables.
Oh, still two?
Yes, still two.
I guess I'm gonna.
Oakley doakley, they will attempt to spear you.
Well, did I go crazy after that last round?
You're still fighting. You're like in a blood haze.
Blood haze. Do I?
You still have your plus 10 to your stuff.
Okay. Well, 15 and 20 and 20.
Okay. Hooray! Roll damage for each.
Boo.
Alright, it's not nothing. Alright, well, this guy, let's see if he stays conscious. He falls unconscious, so he's practically up. But you still have one up, as you are able to slash him. He's got a nasty wound across his ear, and he just, like, falls to the ground, clutching it and moaning and blacks out. Sir Arwin, you are free of bandits. What do you do?
Let's see.
There's two currently fighting Sir Bloody, so attacking one of those would be knightly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll do that.
All right. There's one guy who is all full of piss and vinegar, and the other guy who's already been wounded.
I'll go after the one that is full of piss and vinegar.
Okay.
Let's see. That's...
He's rolling at
10, 8. 5, another one. So, 16? 16 total.
So you don't need to split this time.
Nope.
All right, so you both crit. So he takes, and you take, he takes one, and you take one. As, you know, you suddenly turn around to engage him, and he is ready for you. Sir Bloody, what do you do? You have one guy on you. You've been freed, your focus has been freed.
I murder eyes.
Okay.
I turn my switch to sheer hatred and murder.
Oh boy.
Okay, so this is going to be plus 15.
He's ready for it. He's staring a weepy, bloody death. Oh, a crit!
I crit.
Hooray, roll damage.
About fucking time.
Roll crit damage, that is.
37.
Okay, so you stab into this man's body, just full of hate, right? You practically, like, throw your lance through him, and it, like, goes through his stomach and, like, breaks off in the earth, because it does shatter, because it did odd damage. So it's gone through his body and then broken off.
Is he stuck to the ground now?
No. So he is on the ground with part of your lance through him, and the other part of your lance is sticking out of the ground.
Ooh.
Sir Jarmok, you still have this guy. He is giving you a hard time.
Yeah, I'm trying to take him the rest of the way down. While I'm doing that, do I notice what happened to the other guy? Did he drop? He didn't, you know, melt or anything stupid like that, did he?
No, he didn't melt. He died like a normal person.
Okay. Alright, looking deep into this guy's eyes, I will plunge my sword once again.
Ooh.
And... I do it. 15 out of 26.
Okay.
Yeah. I just keep not adding my modifiers, but they're...
Got it. I trust.
Some damage time. So that I get 25, and I hold him as he hopefully crumples.
Oh, you watch the light extinguish from his eyes as you hold him, and yes, you notice, like, a kind of, like, I don't know, like... Like, if someone's really dirty and they haven't taken a bath for a while, right? Like, or, like, are really bad at washing their face, like, their face will be mostly clean, but then around the hairline will be kind of brown. Instead of brown, it's, like, a little green.
Ew.
Yeah, really dirty.
I consult my fairy lore just to make sure, or maybe should I wait to my next turn? I'll wait.
Sure. You can roll it now if you want, just to see if you recognize it. It's fine.
If it even is anything.
Yeah, if it even is anything.
Do I have my passion on this roll?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. For, like, passions, if it's a battle, you know, that passion's only good for, like, that
right.
round.
Right, the fighting.
Yeah, and if it's, like, not a battle, then it's good for, like, that skill.
Fair enough.
So, Sir Gromer, Bandit is still trying to murderize your purse strings, hopefully just to grab something and run away. He is just going to try to, just steal straight up. He's not even going to try to hurt you. He's just going to try to grab your purse.
What?
Fuck that.
Do I roll sword to defend?
That could, like, chop his hands off? Yeah, Sir Gromer.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he's not even trying to hurt me, let me just, like, chop his hands off. I can use my sword and just,
of course,
just chop his hand off.
Yeah.
Sword coming in.
Alright, roll damage. Poor guy. 12. 8. I'm down to 6. He is unconscious. So as he tries to grab for your little purse string there with his left hand, you see his fingers squiggling in slow motion towards it, and you just swipe down with your sword, and his arm comes away, spouting blood all over your horse. Sir Arwen, what do you mm-hmm. do?
How many are left?
Well, you're still engaged with a guy that's full of piss and vinegar.
Cool. I'm going
to... Literally and figuratively.
I'm going to fucking deck him.
Okay. He has a 15.
I crit.
Ah, roll crit damage.
I crit so often. Okay, crit damage. There. 35.
Alright. So this guy, he's pretty proud of his skills as a bandit. He's probably the bandit leader, judging from the shape of his wimple. But you just slap down with your sword and cut off his knee, and he just gushes out and dies bleeding in the forest sauvage. Sir Bloody, this is the last bandit left standing.
I'm horny for bloodlust.
Horny for bloodlust. This guy is horny for life.
Give him all the bloodlust.
Can you beat his 6?
Yes.
Okay, roll. Well, make a squire roll, because your lance broke last round. I'm sure you'll make your squire roll.
He's 19. He's an adult. No!
Okay, so you weren't using your
lance. Cogbert, you dunce!
So you weren't using your lance. You can swap weapons, like, freely, so you'd be using your sword, likely, because that's always within reach.
Would I still have the passion or no?
So you'd have to re-impassion, because it's a different skill.
I will re-impassion.
Okay.
I think of my lovely wife.
She loves it when you lop people's limbs off.
I would love to see her again with all of my monies.
She fucking hates bandit.
Alright, so that does beat his 6. Alright, yeah.
I mean, yeah, so still 14 does.
Beats his 6. Alright, so yes, roll damage with the old sword.
13.
13.
Because the power of Christ compels him to die.
Minus 4 is 9. So that reduces this bandit's life to a pinprick as you stab through his shoulder with your sword, you know, having to, like, grab it quickly and just stuff it into him after your lance was shattered on the last guy. And so be it. He ends his life being pushed. There are 8 bandits, all dead or unconscious, around you. The forest track leads deeper in, but you have no idea where you are in the woods.
Well, I need to pray for these misguided souls we just slayed.
Save
quick.
I think I knocked out one of mine, so we could just...
Yeah, there's an alive one. We should pray over him and send him back shackled.
How about we just wake him up and ask him where the manticore is? And why he's green.
He's probably not going to just wake up.
But first, shackle him.
Anyway, I'm praying.
Alright, go ahead and give me a... you are praying, so give me a... Take a check in pious.
Religion?
And then you can give me a religion roll.
You mean spiritual?
Yes.
And then what?
Make a religion roll. To see if you do it right.
Love. I crit it.
Ooh, you crit it. Check that shit. You perform the best burial rites ever for these fools.
Hopefully just make it so no one sees the shitty burial rites. I just...
It takes like 40 minutes to do it all right.
God smiled that day.
God smiled that day. Indeed, Sir Bloody. You can like check, make sure to report back about this to the prior at your church to get your sainted fingers. You know, like one more notch up the saint chain or whatever.
Don't notch my fingers. Anyway, go on.
And Sir Jarmog just does a good job.
Well, while you're just saying all the wrong things, making people uncomfortable.
The guy that is unconscious, he's taken 3 wounds, so you have 3 chances to first aid him back to consciousness.
I have a 14 in first aid. And when
better than mine.
He will take the cake.
Alright, I'll do it.
I'm at 10, if that means anything.
Oh. Do I just kill him?
That's too bad.
Is he just dead?
No, he's not dead. He's more hurt, though.
Whoops.
Can I?
Did he just take more damage because of the?
I just failed. Okay, I'm actually kind of good.
So there's two more wounds you can attempt to first aid. One, clearly somebody tried to put a rock in or something.
That's not healing rock. Yeah, go ahead if you want.
I'm going to impassion with hospitality.
Oh. I could have done that.
I do.
Ooh, yes.
Okay. So you set up camp and try to treat his wounds.
Yeah, in the light of Jesus.
Alright. Called plus 10 there, the old first aid.
I crit.
Ooh, okay. So he heals for 3. Which brings him 1 point above conscious. But he does need surgery, but he could probably, as you apply ointments and, you know, pressure and not leeches, because you don't really trust those. Cause you're not,
we still have any on us.
You're not a lady. You don't carry leeches with you.
Wait, doesn't someone we know have surgery? Sir yes. Arwen?
I have it at 4.
Try not to
go. No worry. We could try to make him talk, and then he'll get the surgery if he tells us where.
Wait, didn't we bring a fucking maid with us? Nursemaid?
Yeah, well, she's nursing my 5-year-old demon baby.
Doesn't she have surgery? That's a woman's
skill. That's his changeling.
Look, she can't take the titty away.
No, she can multitask.
He's taking it away. He's 5 years old.
He's 5. He loves the titty.
Do you want her to make the roll or not?
Sure.
Why not?
3d6 for her skill?
Sure. That's fine.
She's got a 12. She doesn't.
She does not. Well, yeah, this guy's gonna die in the woods. It's fine. So as you make him as comfortable as you can, before you're just gonna have to, like, fucking leave him or send him back on a horse, what do you want to ask him?
Where's Maricor?
Is that really your question? Why are you green?
Have you seen the beastie looks, yeah, like, yeah, about this, and I describe, you know, the talons and different physical accoutrements of a manticore lion.
I've heard the beast. You can tell it's near when you hear the sound of trumpets.
When's the last place you saw?
There's a castle deep in the forest. Near that of Tribuit, but it's long abandoned. The manticore makes his lair there, most likely.
Damn, that's in the middle.
Earplugs don't help you with the trumpets, do they?
No. What are earplugs?
I mean, watch sticking you. My stubby skin up in my ear.
Gross. Please don't put your stubby skin in my ear holes.
Keep your ear holes to yourself.
And then he passes out. You fucking almost dead there. But yes, anyhow, you're still lost in the woods.
Shit, what a hunting roll.
Well, that's very good.
Yes, someone save.
So as you are here, walking around, you know, trying to find your way out of the forest, you come across, you know, a track where you have to get off your horses to lead them through. It's not the most terrible thing. Blah, 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 blah. But you notice that there's a tree nearby, of course, because it's a forest, it's trees. But the thing that's remarkable about this tree... There's a huge flock of magpies that leaps into the air and flies in a direction. One of the magpies stays behind on the tree, and you can give me awareness rolls.
Get it.
Crit it again.
All right, Sir Bloody, this magpie is definitely fucking spying on you. It is watching your every movement, trying to, like, listen to your conversations of your squires, like, flapping around on the tree to get better angles on you. It is definitely spying on you.
I'm gonna tell whoever's got the highest bow skill.
Yep, I'm gonna... Well, I don't know, I gotta...
Have it, I love it.
Someone... Where is it?
Should be under combat skills. You would have had to add it.
The bird, as you are, like, trying to get ready to whatever weapon you're gonna use to pull out to get this bird, it says, I am here to spy on you!
Well, stop it.
No!
Have you ever seen a hideous baby like this?
Oh, boy.
The head of your changeling popping out of the burlap sack.
Yes. Have you ever...
I imagine it also makes a noise like the mandrakes from Harry Potter. Just... Yeah, just the worst.
Oh, it's hideous.
Yeah.
It's much, much better looking than Sir Jarmok.
The magpie says, what a cute child. You must be such a proud father.
Fairies. Show me where I can give this boy appropriate schooling.
Oh, I am here to spy on you.
Oh, stop it. For who?
I don't need to answer that.
How are you talking to
him? Sassy.
It's a sassy magpie.
Does it have, like, what's it sound like? Does it have attitude? What kind?
Oh, yeah, it totally has attitude. It's a snarky fucking magpie sent a spy on you.
Well, I mean, eventually it's going to have to return to whoever's spying on us, so we'll keep an eye on it and go in that direction otherwise.
What kind of skill? Could we lasso it? We've got rope, right?
Lasso?
Could we try to throw a rope on it?
It's a magpie the size of, like, your hand.
Alright, so you can't do it. Fair enough. I was thinking, like, at least crow size.
No, yeah, it's larger than your regular magpie. So it's we could say it's crow size.
Still not really wrangleable with a rope.
with a lasso. Can I ask it to tell me a story?
You can ask it anything you want.
Tell me a story, magpie.
There once was a dumb knight and I pooped on him.
Does it try to poop on me?
Not unless you're standing underneath its branch that it's on.
Can I tell it a story?
Sure.
I'm going to try to just bore it to tears until it leaves and goes back. So I'm going to tell the very long and very dry story of my great-great-grandfather, who was a potato farmer. And one time he found an odd-shaped rock.
Great.
And he kept it in his pocket.
You don't need to tell us the story. You can just roll orate.
What about folklore?
Yeah, that works.
He's a common person.
Yeah, yeah.
Many of the people in the village knew this.
Yep.
All right. Well, you know, as boring as your story is, the magpie still remains to spy on you.
Well, I think we just go onward.
I grin at it with all the teeth.
How many teeth do you have?
Not many. All four of them.
All four. All right. Well... you're still lost in the woods. You found a magpie, but you still don't know where you're really trying to go or which way is home if you wanted to turn around and go home. So, how are you going to solve this?
Go forward.
Go forward. Okay. That sounds great.
Can we see the stars? Do we know anything about...
fucking shit about the stars in the forest. It's so dark. Okay. So, you're still lost. You can make a hunting roll with a minus 15.
Can I impassion?
You're fucked.
Yes, you can.
I will impassion with, boy, I don't love my family that much. homage to Ellen.
I would really like to see Ellen again.
Crit it.
Oh, we got plus 20 there.
Ooh.
So just a total of plus 5.
And it automatically goes up by 1.
So this is going to be at a plus 5.
What? Oh.
Yeah, because it was at a minus 15.
Got it.
Ooh, so close to critting that. But no, I make it.
Alright, you make it. Fantastic. So you you continue on. It's another couple of nights, but you think you're going the right way. There is a ford that you must cross.
The river that we must ford?
Yes.
Did the magpie say that?
No. I say that. Okay. You come across a bit of water trickling through the woods. There's you know, it looks like you're gonna have to just shove your way through there.
Let's keep shoving.
All right. So you find a small village eventually. Notable things about this village: there aren't any children. It's weird. There's no children.
Do you want one?
You see adults. You know, it seems like a normal peasant village. You know, if you get, what do you do? There's little huts. You know, like
a village. What size are the people in the village? Are they?
They're regular size.
Okay. Right amount of fur, hair, whatever.
No, they look normal. They're not. They don't have any green scaling on their foreheads or anything. They're fine.
I'm going to talk to them and ask why there are no children.
Ah, all right. Roll folklore.
Bring out Chiyan.
All right. So you talk to some townspeople. The elder townsperson goes, "Oh, it is a sorry tale to be sure, sir. A sorry tale."
Oh, I like the sounds of this.
Sure, sir.
Another story to add to my repertoire.
It's already better than that one you just told him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the witch Maleri has been stealing our children.
That witch!
Where does she live?
She lives, you know, in a hill in the woods. Like, in the ground, you know.
I've had a child stolen. Look at this ugly potato.
Oh, what a rude son! As the changeling, like, spits and throws up on them at the elder. Your son needs to learn some manners.
It's not mine. Anyway, could someone show us this witch's house?
We could get someone to lead you to it, yes. They have a younger man whose name is Bert lead you to it. He shows you a dirt track right down the track, and he motions up ahead. Up ahead you'll find the witch's hill. I dare not go any further.
Thanks, Bert. Well, I dare. All right.
Someone should hang back and be sneaky, but I'm not that.
I'm going to go knock on the door.
Yeah, there's a little wooden door there. You knock, you hear some shuffling, and then who goes there? It's a lady's voice.
It is I, Sir Richter. No, that was the other guy. Sir Blooded.
Oh.
I come... seeking counsel.
The door opens. I have wisdom to share for knights.
Spectacular.
Yes.
How
can poor old Maleri be of service? And if we're going to give her a number of an appearance on a scale, it's like a 16.
Ooh, she's quite comely.
Yeah. Definitely not a witch.
I'm going to shove my awful child at her and say, "Would you like to eat this?"
No, I don't eat children.
Spectacular. Where can we find the manicure?
Oh, the manicure. Well, you know,
Guys, I think we wrapped it up. She's not the one.
I have some interest in the manicure. Could I enlist your service in exchange for information?
Well, I believe I do need its head.
I don't need its head.
Oh, excellent.
I will be satisfied with its tail.
What would you be willing to offer?
Well, I can help you kill it appropriately.
Go on.
Why do you seek the manicure?
I'm just going to point at Sir Owen.
I seek to repair unhallowed ground.
I see. Well... definitely the blood of this beast and its head will be most useful to you. However, the manticore can only be killed at high noon in full sun, with, you know, a bronze sword.
Oh, I have a bronze sword.
Indeed! Well, that's lucky for you, otherwise this would have been a whole thing.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Cool.
I'm glad. Boy, we're really checking them off the list today.
Yes.
Do you know anyone who would want to eat my awful potato baby?
She like takes your awful potato baby, like tries to get close to it, but its awful potato baby hands like tear through the burlap sack and somehow just flings a pile of its shit at the witch.
This thing sure is awful.
I love it.
Goes, to its ew, awful ew. Oh, surely you have someone has played a huge joke on you with that changeling. It needs to change its diapers and you need stronger rope to bind its hands.
You see it for what it is.
It's your
How do I change a changeling back to a regular human potato?
Well, you'll probably need to meet with the king of the forest, the king of Sauvage.
Son of a bitch.
Hype Madog de Sauvage.
I hope someone wrote that down. Okay, where would I find him?
Hype Huna?
He's in the heart of the forest. The very heart, you see.
Will you point in that direction?
she points in the direction. For all the good that pointing will do you.
Nice, thanks. Checked another one off, guys. And where's the manticore now?
Is it, you know, these ruins? These ruined castle? You know, we can just go there.
Sweet. Easy. That's awesome. I have no reason to not trust you.
Do you have any hunting dogs? They're probably going to help us not get lost.
I've got this awful potato thing.
No.
I mean...
somebody can give me a stewardship roll.
I feel like...
Or everybody can.
Fucking no.
No. Mm-mm. I feel like because we were going on a hunting trip, we would have brought hunting dogs.
Yeah, we probably would have said that.
Roll prudent!
Yeah.
Literally anyone or everyone?
Whoever thinks they brought the dogs.
I think I brought the dogs. I'm wrong.
What's a crit failure?
No, I'm right. Hold up. I looked at someone else's fail.
Alright, so Arwen, a crit failure is an automatic success in the other, but looks like Sir Jarmon brought the dogs.
Don't worry, guy, I got it.
I got the dogs. Ah, fantastic. Let us hunt, then. Dun 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 dun. Okay.
I'm gonna ask my milkmaid to keep the child in line.
She will do all that she can.
It listens to her.
Mm-hmm. Dokey, let's see here. Hunting. I have a shit book. Sorry. 224. Indeed. Okay. Haha. Okay. So we're in the middle of summer, so everything's groovy. This shit here. Nice little he's fucking clearing these off the table.
My table!
Uno momento. Okay. Where are you? The shit. The active player knight. The token showing up.
Do I have one? Oh, yes, I do. Should I put it down for you?
Yeah, see if you can do that. It's not letting me. Cool, great. Beautiful. I see it. It's wonderful. That's what I wanted. Great. Thank you. And let's just use this. Alright, cool. We got these. Okay, so everybody, we are hunting in the morning, so we've got 8 segments to hunt. Blah, blah, blah. Alright. Are you guys all hunting together or separately?
What does that mean mechanically?
You'd all be making your own rolls, or depending on one person to make all of them.
I've got hunt with my team.
Party down.
Yeah, I vote party.
Okay.
Party.
Okay.
Party together or not at all?
Alright, so yep. Make a hunting roll with a +5. You have the
can I impassion?
You sure can.
I shall try to hunt with honor. I do.
Alright, so you get +10 to your hunting.
15, right?
Yes.
I crit.
Ooh. That's a nice crit. Okay, so let's see. So for this first round, you will get another 5. You find, okay, Great. You find the right trail. The dogs are snarly and scared, alternatively. And now, go ahead and make another hunting roll. As you found the correct trail, now you just need to follow it.
I crit that as well.
You crit with a 21. Okay. Well, the crit is great. So as you are trundling through the Forest Sauvage, you know, you find the trail. You're like, oh, okay, it looks like we found the trail. You move a little bit further along. The dogs lead you behind a tree. And there it is. 2 hours have gone past when you see a snarling fucking manticore. Its head, there are three rows of wicked teeth, a stinging scorpion tail, red eyes. It's howling, and it sounds like a trumpet. It's got the body of a lion and the face of a man more hideous than Sir Jarmok.
Keep turning.
And it is size 45.
Whoa, shit. What time of day is it?
It is the morning.
So we need to kill this thing at noon in a clearing.
Yes.
But where is a clearing?
You have found it. One would be out of the woods.
Pooh, let's or make it village. Chase us.
Alright, so what's your tactic to get the manticore to chase you?
Insult its mother.
That might actually work.
Hey, manticore!
Do we know whether these things are intelligent?
I mean, it's certainly large, so maybe its brain is large, too.
That's pretty science-y for now.
I'm going to talk to it and ask why it fucked up my friend's lawn.
The manticore looks like it's probably going to destroy you. It just glares at you and raises its tail.
Well, Sir Arwen, this is your deal.
Get out of the way.
To where? We're in the woods. We can't even kill it until like 2 hours from now.
Yeah, so we kill time in the meantime.
Okay, well,
let's do that. I'm not dying.
This thing's going to kill us while we kill time.
Not if we ride fast enough.
All right, I guess we run away.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Bye.
Run away. Okay, give me horsemanship rolls to run away. And this will be individually.
Made it.
God damn it.
Serves you right, Arwen. We should have never came out here.
I need to fix my fucking lawn, okay?
You totally don't.
Alright. Well, Sir Arwen, it is going to get an attack on you as it's chasing and you are lagging behind on your horse. Prepare to defend yourself. How are you going to do that?
With my sword.
Will you go full defense is really the question. Okay. Okie dokie. Go ahead and give me that roll then.
Do I get a 5 for being on horseback or?
No.
This thing's huge.
15.
15. Alright, let's see. What does it have? It's coming from the front, so it's going to try to bite you. So 5, it succeeds, but your 15 beats its 5, so you're fine and you don't take any damage. But it is nipping at your heels. Everybody give me valorous rolls with a minus 10.
Can we impassion this?
Yes.
Oh, I'd like to impassion that.
Let's see if you go fleeing from the fight or not. Oh, man.
For honor.
Passion, Sean.
For hatred of Janet.
Oh, yeah.
For love of family, for I want to give them a good lawn.
And Sir Gromer, please don't. You're pretty concerned about the witch Maleri.
I mean, wouldn't have I gone crazy already from before?
That's true.
That's what I'm saying. You're like pretty into this Maleri lady.
Are we doing this at a minus 15?
Minus 10 for the balance.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I critted.
Oh, you critted? Fantastic. Check that shit.
Oh, I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm cowardly.
Oh, you are cowardly. Well, Sir Bloody, you are cowardly. You're not gonna come help defend immediately.
Can I
clear the the woods, yes.
Can I roll my cowardly? Oh, wait, no, I crit failed. Never mind.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I can.
So you get, right, you get an automatic check in cowardly.
Yep.
Yep. Sir Jarmak, what?
So that sounds like a good opportunity to ride in on the flank and fucking cut a manticore from the other side, from Sir Arwen on the other, you know.
Yeah, 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 perfect.
Ride up.
I mean, yeah, you can't kill it until you're in full daylight and stuff, but it doesn't mean you can't damage it until then.
We can fuck it up, we're here anyway.
Yes, indeed.
So I will lance it. Yep.
Okay, alright. It is not defending, because it just attacked. So, go ahead and roll damage for your lance.
26.
26 damage. So 16, get through.
Only 10 armor, okay.
A thick hide.
Is it scaly?
It's
so liony,
it's,
right?
It's liony, yeah, exactly. Parts of it are liony, parts of it are scaly. It has horns and a weird man face. So you hit it while the others are concentrated on fleeing. And Sir Grummer, your main concern is to protect the Lady Malari. She's riding with you. And yeah, that's your main goal. All right, next round. Sir Arwen, go ahead and give me a horsemanship roll to not get got again.
I mean, is she a witch?
Yeah, but you love that about her.
Oh, good.
Horsemanship.
They put this nose on me, it's a false one!
You make me sad.
Ah, horsemanship there, great. Fantastic, you made it. Let's see if it makes its dex to, you know, yes, but you're outstripping it with your success there. So you're leading it through the woods. What clearing do you guys have envisioned for yourself? I say, like, the village is probably the closest. But if you want to get out of Sauvage completely, that's going to be a bit of a different situation. But both are totally possible and doable. I just want to know which one you want to go for.
Is it? Can we certainly get to a place that's not the village? Because I imagine we don't want to bring this thing down on the civilians. No? I don't know.
Or yeah. The witch.
So the witch's house is not...
No, we don't want to bring the witch to the village.
That's true, too.
Can we take the manticore to the witch's house? It's her place of power, right?
Yeah, but there's not enough room there for the manticore, for you guys to kill it, if that makes sense. So the options, I guess I'm saying, or I should have said, are the village, which is close, or out of the forest, lengthening the chase.
I mean, how long do we have to keep it running anyway? A couple hours?
It'll probably be like 2 days of pursuit.
Oof.
Just to leave the woods.
Yeah, just to leave the woods.
But if we go to the village, we can basically do it today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to run for 2 days.
Yeah.
Village,
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine. That's your guys' choices. Go ahead and take checks and reckless.
That seems good. I
already have it.
Seems prudent to take a check in reckless. Yes.
No, it seems prudent to kill it today.
Yeah, but the villagers.
I'm not going to argue it. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing out bullshit. It doesn't.
You guys, I'm feeling too valorous. I'm the one engaged fighting it, so I'm going to run out of the woods away from the village.
Okay.
For 2 fucking days?
I mean. That's really how many combat rounds is 2 days?
No, we'll abstract it. We're not gonna do like 2 days worth of combat rounds. We're not gonna like because each combat round is like what, 3 seconds. We're not gonna make like 80 rolls or whatever the fuck because that would be stupid. We will just emphasize other parts of an exhaustive chase with other rolls. What is this? Fair enough. You did it. Yeah, no, so your choice is village still or out of the forest. They're both equally as fun and cool.
Okay.
It sounded like we chose village.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alright.
Let's just stick with that. Alright. So we'll do one more round until you get to the village. So horsemanship rolls, everybody.
Not me.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. What does 20 do again?
You fumble. All right.
Fall off your horse.
So, Sir Bloody, the old adage is, you know, you don't have to be faster than the Manticore. You just have to be faster than Sir Arwen. as the Manticore lunges in for another tasty, delectable bite. Well, there you go. Can you defend against the one, Sir Arwen? Well, you did fumble, so I'm going to say, yeah, no, you better get a defense roll. Otherwise.
Please, thank you. Yeah. I am defending defensively.
Okay, sounds like a great idea.
And with my magic broadsword, that makes it 11.
Okay.
I defend with 17.
All right, so the Manticore gnashes, you're defending with a broadsword, and it's kind of like, oh, one of those things. Those are not the best. As its teeth just like thunder, its rows of spear-like teeth, right? It's got three rows of fucking teeth, like a shark, and it's gnashing. Sir Jarmok, you are first out of the woods, followed by Sir Gromer with the witch Maleri beside him. What do you guys do as you breach the village?
Isn't she great?
Where's the sun in the sky? I look up.
It's just about noon.
Well, that thing has way too many rows of teeth for a human face, so stabby stab.
Alright, so you're prepping to just stab the shit out of it when it's, like, coming out of the woods. Go ahead and give me a stab roll, and it will roll its avoidance to not be, stabbed.
Ooh.
It's just rolling fucking terribly.
Well, damage time. 29.
Alright.
I really don't like three rows of teeth on a man face. That's too many.
Okay. So 10 armor, so 19 gets through. Okay. You are wearing it down. You've dealt several terrible blows to it. But as you are fighting this thing, you know, some of its gashes have kind of, like, scabbed over from your previous hits. Not completely healed, but it definitely has some unnatural ability to regenerate.
Well, that just means we gotta stab it faster.
Yes, exactly. So Sir Jarmok has stabbed Sir Gromer. What are you doing?
I guess I'll probably do the same.
All right. What angle are you attacking it from?
I think I would. Side. I guess the side.
Okay. It is going to try to sting you with its tail as you try to stab it.
I mean, is it too late to even think about, like, shooting it with a bow and arrow from a distance?
No, you can still do that.
Okay. I actually think I'm going to try that out because I have not done much arrow bowing.
Okay.
Boning my arrows.
Range, son.
So it has armor of 10 and bows do 3d6. So just putting that.
Roll up. High.
Roll high indeed.
Because survivor's going to be 10.5.
Plus, it reduces the honor regained by a lot, I think.
And are we still.
I mean, it's not a person. So yeah,
you don't need to worry about fighting honorably against a mythical beast.
Yeah, you do. Always.
I want to always look honorable, yeah. Don't
worry about honor.
And stab it.
Glory.
Does the passions that we had still go?
No, you gotta renew those.
Oh, boy.
But speaking of passions, right?
Uh-huh.
You have a passion of 15 for Maleri.
Concerning. Fuck.
Who do?
A little bit.
Sir Gromer.
Are you also telling me that I have to use it right now, or what?
No, you can use it whenever you want.
Well.
It's pretty decent passion.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. All right, so you got a minus like 5 to your bow.
Blah. Glurg.
Shoot a stick instead of an arrow. It'll work just fine.
I do make the...
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's gonna, you know, be tail stinging you. Alright. So.
But I'm shooting from a distance. What do you mean
it's tail-stinging? It's also huge, but go ahead and roll your damage there.
Yeah. 19.
Impressive. Did you have Bo selected for that?
Oh, I did not. Boo.
Hey, Sug is through.
All right, so you shoot it with an arrow. There's an arrow sticking out of it. That's pretty good.
Hooray.
All right. Sir Arwin, there's a manticore tail coming right at you.
I am going to defend.
Okay.
19.
Damn you. You get your shield up in time to block the manticore's tail, just kind of trying to wedge you down with its pointy scorpion tail and inject you whatever the fuck is in its tail. But you're successfully defending yourself. Sir Bluty,
I shall live forever.
You've recovered from your bout of cowardness. What do you do?
I'm going to think of my lovely wife and charge right in to fuck it up.
All right, got plus 10
there. From the, can I try to get it up the butthole?
You can.
Up the butthole it is.
All right, and we'll try to get you from its butthole.
Oh, 16.
I rolled a 2.
That's fine.
Fucking ass.
That would be 16 damage, so 6 gets through.
Alrighty. Well, it is putting up a valiant struggle as you just slide in there.
How's this butthole?
Charge it with it. Your lance scrapes along the dingleberries, narrowly avoiding the butthole. Sir Jarmok.
I'm just gonna stab it by where I am near it. You know, not the butthole.
Got it. By its absurd face.
That's its one weakness, though.
Right in its way too many damn teeth.
Alright, so it's gonna try to bite you as you stab it.
I guess that beats me.
It does indeed. Oh man, so it bites you. Fuck.
Finally, something happens. This is gonna be bad, isn't it?
It's gonna be bad.
Oh, it's gonna be real bad.
Damn.
It could have been worse. So
it could have.
It's like a 96. I got 28. All right, so the manticore bites your arm as you had, you know, reached forward with the sword, tries to like rip it off. Is 28 enough to knock you off of your horse?
It is more than my size.
Okay, so take one as you hit the ground. So what's 28 after armor, and then that's your first wound, and then.
Yep. Got it.
Is that enough for a major wound?
Nope.
Okay. And then just take... Alright. So you've taken 2 wounds as it saw you coming and brought you to the ground. Alright. Sir Gromer, what do you do?
Did that go through?
Did what
go
through? Oh. I'm going to slash with the sword.
Okay. So you're riding up close to it, going to slash with a sword. It's going to attempt to tail sting you.
I make it.
Alright, it also makes it. Luckily, you do get your shield up. So you have at least 16 armor to totally nullify its attack as it, you know, switches targets from Sir Arwin, tries to stab you, but you're like, I know this trick, and you just pop up your shield and it like bumps it right off of it. Sir Arwin, what do you do?
Is it noon yet?
Sure.
Oh, great! Alright, yeah, I'm just...
like a couple of rounds at noon, not attacking it.
I didn't realize it was noon. Okay, yeah, I'm just gonna fucking deck him.
okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna impassion with love of family,
so
hopefully.
So you're like right in its front, because it has been, you know, like biting at you and trying to kill you.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Okay.
It works. Thank God. Okay,
plus
that's like...
thoughts of your family... you know, flood your little brain.
For the perfect lawn.
For the perfect lawn.
White ticket fans, perfect lawn. Everything we need to live a happy life.
Why'd you roll horsemanship?
Why did I roll horsemanship?
Yes.
My sword is like 20.
So why did you roll horsemanship?
Do you want me to reroll? I can reroll.
It's a different skill entirely.
It's the same roll. Oh, great. Right. Great.
Perfect. So you crit.
Crit.
That's what I'm seeing.
Alright. Crit damage.
Yes.
36 points.
poor guy. He suffered a major wound.
But he's not dead yet.
So he is still on the move. Yes, he is not dead yet, indeed. You didn't have enough to knock him over. No, though. He is, in fact, unconscious. Yes, so Sir Arwen, you strike back with your sword, like, oh, it's finally noon! You know, you want your grass to be so green again, so you stab the manticore in, like, the shoulder, and it goes down. It's still alive, it's still, like, breathing raggedly. What do you do? It's huge. There's the big whump. All the village huts kind of shake as this giant manticore, like, falls down. All the people have, like, fled into their houses screaming and shit. What do you do?
Yes, the manticore's obviously bad. I chop off its head.
All right. As you chop off its head, you know, it takes a couple of waxes, a big, thick neck, like, you would expect just blood to kind of gush everywhere, and that does happen. But also, climbing out of its, like, weird throat hole are the village children. Just covered in manticore gook.
Oh, that's where you went. Okay. I actually thought you ate them.
It did eat them.
Well,
now they're not digested yet.
They have, like, acid burns, and, you know, a couple of them need CPR because they've been drowning in a manticore stomach for a while.
This is fucking horrific.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, there's, like, half-digested children, but some of them are fine. And the people of the village come out, and they're thrilled to at least have bodies to bury now.
That's nice, I suppose.
And Sir Gromer, you and the lady retreat back into the woods. But what do the rest of you guys do? Well, she takes some shit from the tail, because that's all she really wanted was some juice from its tail. She says, thank you, Sir Knights. I'm going to accompany Sir Gromer here back to my hovel, where we will lead a happy life. He has expressed his love for me, and I will abide some time there with him.
Nice meeting you.
Come back before the year's done.
Oh, no. I am married and have children, and you have all supped with my family.
Yeah, but you can sup on her. She's a fucking fine piece.
But...
Yeah, you'll be all up in that butt.
Let me open that, but.
I take the manicure's head, because someone should, right?
Yeah, I mean.
I've got it.
Okay, as long as one of us got it.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to the townspeople.
Okay. You could give me a folklore roll. What is the substance of your conversation?
That fine witch that's gonna go bone, like, I mean fine, that's gonna go bone my friend isn't the one that stole your children. Obviously, they are covered in manticore guts. Remember the name of the Knights of Salisbury.
Tell us. The Knights of Salisbury, is that the name of your fellowship?
Now, what do we go by? I mean, we're also like the Mud Hunters and like whatever else. I tell them all of our titles.
There's not even, like, any Mud Hunters left?
Yeah.
And we're the Knights of Salisbury.
Final answer?
Yep.
Alright, well, Knights of Salisbury, let's develop your Knights of Salisbury passion.
Ooh. Oh, cool. What do we do?
So roll 3d6 and add 6, because you're all from the same place and you just fought a manticore together.
Damn. I love this story that I'm telling. It's much better than the one about my great-grandpa and that rock.
Alright, yeah, so...
Wait, why did you get to add an extra 6?
You do too.
It was 3d6 plus 6.
Lovely.
Not 25.
Yeah, so that's your Knights of Salisbury passion. So whenever, you know, something involving the Knights of Salisbury happens, like...
Literally everything we do.
Well, you know, when you're together or thinking about being together or, you know, literally everything you do. But yet the village is very happy. They're pleased. They will sing high praises of the Knights of Salisbury. Sir Jarmak, you help Sir Arwen drag the head back to the hole in his yard, the giant divot. Sir Arwen, I'll let you take it away. What happens?
Oh, wow. Okay. So, I toss the head down.
Its tongue's all hanging out, and it's all grody.
And slowly the blood starts draining out of it and filling up the hole. And eventually, after a day or two of it bubbling, it solidifies into beautiful green sod. It's wonderful, it's gorgeous, and eventually a sapling grows out on top of it. And it's going to become a very, very handsome oak over the coming years.
Not only is it going to become a very handsome oak, but there's a strange creature, like an insect that you are only passing familiar with, not like really, but it seems to love living in and around this tree. It's like a eight-legged little creature with little claws and like a tail that reminds you of the manticore.
Okay.
This is a manticore tree?
This is a scorpion tree.
It just drops little baby scorps.
Yep.
Oh, I have a scorpion tree.
Yes.
Great.
They just love living there.
Oh.
Well, that's I'm gonna encourage my potato baby to play under the tree.
Okay, we can work on your problem next year.
Potato baby loves to eat the tree scorpions.
Oh, that's awful. He's the worst. I hate him.
He looks just like you.
Shut up. He looks like Jarmok.
He probably looks better than me.
All right.
Look, we haven't invented mirrors, but if you want to know, just take a look at my potato baby.
Yeah, polished silver, right? That's the thing that we use.
Largely.
All right. So over the summer, before we close, all four of the messengers from all four of the Saxon kingdoms visit Sarum.
Four?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and they all want the same thing. They want an alliance and an agreement for Salisbury to send soldiers to help them out.
What is each plea?
They're all very much the same. Whoever allies with them will be protected when eventually their side wins and becomes Bretwalda, or, you know, Saxon High King. But that's all they each, you know, offer.
No.
Yeah, it's weird that they all said this.
Yeah, they want money. I think we should stop giving them money.
No, they didn't ask for money this year. They asked for
soldiers.
Yeah.
And I guess the question is why.
So then they can beat up the other Saxons and be the Saxon king.
Oh, that's what...
We're not going to help Saxons kill other Saxons. Tell them to get on with it.
Well, no. I might be willing to help a Saxon kill some more Saxons, as long as we kill the Saxon afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
We should let them fight, not let any of our noble peoples die in their bloodshed.
Pretty much. We have borders to defend.
That seems to be the sentiment all around, like, nice try, Saxons, but you don't have any leverage this year.
Four armies descend upon us next year.
Except they'll be busy beating each other up.
Perhaps.
But we'll have our walls by then, so it'll be fine.
It'll be fine. You'll have walls. Those help everybody. Alright, so Wessex, Sussex, Essex, and Kent. Those are the four Saxon. Alrighty. That sounds great. That's it for the year 499.
Big year coming up.
Mm-hmm.
500. I will stop the recording.